وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister, I understand your question, and I think this scenario is go with your culture there in your land, because it's totally different than what we understand and how we practice in our place. But anyway, still in the border of our religion. No harm for you, wali, to go and talk to a few brothers to pick up the best spouse supposed to be for you in the future. This is one of the duties of your wali. But the difference in our place, the wali will never go to choose or to search. People, they will come normally. But maybe in your place, because of situations and specific circumstances, so sometimes they need to go and to talk to them and to start the first step from the wali side, from the female side, not from the male side. In our place, the step must be from the male side, not the opposite. But anyway, there's no harm and it's okay. There's no problem any regarding the Sharia. Even sometimes we hear about kind of situations in our place will be according to to this scenario. Anyway, my dear sister and brother, I would like to say there's no problem at all for your wali to go and to talk to your spouse to go and to talk for someone to search the best partner spouse for you in the future. No problem, inshallah. The main thing, there is no promises in between them, because the promises in between them with your agreement, it will be an engagement. Any talk in between the people before the engagement can be changed easily, even without informing the first or the second or the third guy. For example, wali, he went and he asked about his education, he asked about his religion, he asked about his faith, and he asked about his future plan and how he's supposed to feed you, where you're supposed to stay, this and that. Then after that, he moved to the second one, do the same. Then he moved to the third one, do the same. And he know that all of them are willing to take the step. Then after that, he choose one of them without informing the others. It's legal also, no problem. And if he informed them too, also good. But if there is an engagement, means the wali, with your agreement, he will say to him, okay, after you give me this kind of answer for the first guy, for example, he say, after you give me this answer, my dear brother, khalas, I accept for you to marry her. So this is an engagement. So both of them, they agree. Then he go and he took the second guy. You cannot talk to the second guy or the third guy, because it's finished, you promised. وقال الله تعالى ويوفون بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. If you promise, you must fulfill your promising. But if you didn't, it's just a talk without any kind of promising. You are allowed to search for a second, a third, and others until you find the most suitable one for your mawla, for your lady. Then after that, you can make your promising, which is actually an engagement. So my dear sister, I don't see any harm in this issue. At the same time, regarding, you say that, should we tell him that, should you talk to the first guy, then you say, we're going to talk to others, and if something, we're going to reject you. Actually, this extra talk is unnecessary. It's unnecessary. People, they know. If there is no promising, means there is no, so means there is no blaming. There is no blaming. So no problem. No need to say extra talk. In case, if you will want him once, ask later on when you are in marriage with the second guy who you informed that maybe he could be rejected, then he counted on you in the future, because some men and some people they have kind of narrow thinking. So no need to mention this extra thought to avoid extra problems, is unnecessary problems. I think the answer of your question is clear, my dear brother and sister. May Allah grant you a good life, and may Allah gift our sister a good partner and a good spouse, and may Allah grant her a success marriage. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.